From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A blizzard is pounding the mid-Atlantic states. Heavy snowfall may set records when the storm is finished. That's not expected until later today. Snow totals may reach between 20 and 30 inches. The weight of the snow may bring down power lines. Laura Southard is the spokeswoman for the Virginia Department of Emergency Management.
It's a really serious storm, and it could be one of historic proportions. People need to pay attention. They need to be at home or in a secure, warm place with enough supplies to take care of themselves and their families for up to 72 hours.
Southard says road conditions are deteriorating and long-distance truckers are pulling off for safety. The big storm bearing down on the eastern seaboard has closed schools and canceled flights, but it's business as usual at the White House. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
When a minor snowstorm closed his daughter's school a year ago, President Obama poked fun at Washington's snow phobia. The former Illinois senator said the Capitol needed to adopt some flinty Chicago toughness. This weekend, though, there's a little less bravado from the Oval Office. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president respects the forecast calling for as much as 2 feet of snow, though Mr. Obama's own activities are not likely to be affected.
He doesn't even have to shovel the walk.
First daughters Sasha and Malia Obama are looking forward to some sledding on the White House lawn. On Sunday, though, the storm could keep some guests away from the White House, where the president is hosting a bipartisan Super Bowl party. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The incidence of swine flu has been down for several weeks, but the death rate from the illness appears to be rising. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Federal officials aren't willing to say the epidemic is over, but the peak in the number of new cases came last October. It's been dropping ever since, and the number of people going to the doctor with flu-like symptoms has been lower than normal for the last few weeks. Meanwhile, the death rate from pneumonia and influenza, considered a pretty good measure for death rate from flu, has been higher than normal the past few weeks, though researchers aren't sure how much of that to blame on H1N1. Anne Schuchat, who heads the Immunizations and Respiratory Diseases Division at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says the H1N1 virus is still circulating. It's too soon to be complacent, and ongoing monitoring continues to show that the vaccine is safe. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Atlanta.
North Korea has freed an American missionary. Robert Park walked across the border Christmas Day with a written demand that North Korean leader Kim Jong-il close political prisons. Park had not been heard from. North Korea's government says Park now realizes human rights are observed in that country and officially forgave him before shipping him out of Pyongyang. You're listening to NPR News. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke are meeting with their counterparts from the other group of seven industrial nations today in Iqaluit, Canada. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
The G7 finance ministers and central bankers are meeting near the Arctic Circle as a chill wind blows through global financial markets. Even as the U.S. recovery proceeds, the Japanese and other economies have been slipping. In recent days, fears that heavy debt burdens in Greece, Portugal, and Spain could undermine the 16-nation euro currency zone have triggered a flight out of assets perceived as risky, including stocks, into dollar-based safe havens like U.S. Treasury bonds. Allegations that fast-growing China is undervaluing its currency to gain an unfair trade advantage are sure to come up once again as officials discuss how to reduce global imbalances, a senior U.S. Treasury official made clear. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Japanese newspapers are condemning apologetic remarks by the president of automaker Toyota. One paper says the statement concerning Toyota's recalls of millions of autos is utterly too late. Toyota is recalling millions of vehicles to fix gas, pedal, and brake problems. Company president Akio Toyoda says his firm will bring in outside experts to review the company's quality controls. Unseasonable winter storms in Mexico have triggered deadly flooding and landslides. The Associated Press reports at least 11 people died in Mexico State on Friday, and officials say 20 are missing. Rain in Mexico City has inundated the city's sewage system and blocked major streets. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.